Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we're talking about old friends. How good are you at this? Because a lot of people aren't able to keep up those friendships. And we saw an article on CNN, thinking of reaching out to old friends, but nervous it'll be awkward or that it won't be appreciated. Should you make those phone calls or not? So a study published in July of this year in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that people often underestimate how much their friends and old acquaintances appreciate hearing from them. And this is what they say in the study. If there has been someone that you've been hesitating to reach out to, that you've lost touch with perhaps, you should go ahead and reach out to them. And they likely will appreciate it much more than you think. That's according to Peggy Liu, the study's lead author. So they looked at this. It was a part of the Pittsburgh Katz Graduate School of Business. And the research concluded a series of 13 experiments with more than 5,900 participants to see if people could accurately estimate how much their friends value them reaching out and what forms of communication impact the most. In these experiments, reaching out was defined as a phone call, a text, an email, a note, or a small gift. So in pretty much any way in which you could do it, doesn't mean dropping in on them in the middle of the night just to say hi. It probably also doesn't mean drunk texting them, hey? I don't think that counts in terms of reaching out to old friends. Am I right? Let's keep drunk texting completely aside. And in fact, maybe let's never do that because it never is a good idea. Never. Never in the history of drunk text. Mukundi, you know this. I mean, you do a lot of drunk texting, don't you? Hello?
What?
What? You're saying you don't?
What? I've never. No. I don't. I keep my phone away from me when I'm drinking.
Because yes, never in the history of drunk texting has that ever been thought to be a good idea, either by the drunkard or the recipient. Anyway, so it's quite an interesting thing about reaching out to friends that you haven't. And I guess the difficulty is how to do that. You know, do you need an excuse? Do you need a reason? Do you need some way to do it? And how would you do it? Help me out here. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Charles says, I saw a guy a couple of weeks ago. He recognized me. I didn't know him. We went through basic training together. So that's the other thing. Is sometimes you have an experience, you share an experience with somebody, and you know full well that that friendship is situational. Maybe it's a work friendship. Maybe it's a school or varsity friendship. And of course, there's a chance that it'll endure, but there's also a greater chance that it won't. So what about those people? You know, will you have anything in common after the situation has dissolved itself? Charles talking about somebody he was at basic training with. I mean, that's clearly a very, very long time ago. I don't even know when conscription was abolished in South Africa. So, I mean, that does go back a long time. Would you be able to even have a conversation? I mean, you'll talk about the old times, of course. You'll talk about basic training. You'll talk about the army. But where do you go from there? Is there a natural connection that keeps people together even after that when you haven't heard from them? I'd love your thoughts and your reaction, please, on 34519 or 061-895-1019. Let's also get some word from the expert, Daniel Den Hollander, clinical psychologist. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm feeling very well. It's a cold, sad morning this side, but thank you so much for inviting me back onto your show.
A great, great pleasure. Yeah, I believe Cape Town is not as glorious as Johannesburg is at the moment. So, Daniel, we were talking about reaching out. So, first of all, can we just clear this up? Drunk texting, never a good idea. And one doesn't need to be a psychologist to know that. Am I right?
No, I think you just need to be human to know that.
Right, exactly. You either need to have drunk texted or be in a recipient to know that's never a good idea. So that is not what we're talking about when we're talking about reaching out to old friends. Now let's talk about the fact that we have experiences in our lives and we have great connections. Sometimes they are situational. And then you think of the person and you wonder how they're doing. Is it appreciated? Is it, you know, what do we do about that?
I think that one of the easiest ways to answer that question is, would you appreciate it yourself? if somebody came out of the blue. And I think most of us would not really have an issue with that. In fact, it could be quite fun to have old memories come back and old friendships and old relationships. There are some, I would say, out of the top of my head, in regards to experiences of working with people, there are things to consider.
Mm.
I think it's always healthy to remember that research or scientific research doesn't equal critical engagement. You have to critically engage with research as well. I mean, that's proper critical engagement. It's never accept everything to read 100%. Mm. But I think that, all in all, absolutely, I think friendships are and relationships are critical to what allows human beings to survive. It's actually one of, if I look at the work of a psychologist by the name of Steven Pinker, he talks about the fact that what makes humans top of the food chain is our ability to create much more relationships than any other mammal. I think the closest to us, if I'm not mistaken, is a velvet monkey that maintains 60 relationships throughout the lifetime. And we maintain close to 250 relationships in a lifetime. So that talks a lot about how communal and how community-focused we need to be in order to survive as a species.
That is fascinating. So we absolutely need that human connection. And I guess part of our past experience, because, and I've noticed this on the show as well, when we talk about the past, when we reminisce, when we do a bit of a nostalgic thing, it really is important for people. And it's not just places, it's people as well. So therefore, our past is so much who we are that I guess those people are very important and vital to us.
There's a very interesting quote from that old detective series from Agatha Christie called Miss Marple, who solves her crime through gossiping. And one of the books, I can't remember which one it was, but the quote sort of stuck with me, was she was talking to an older woman, somebody that she had met when she was a girl, like an old school friend or something like that. And they were just reminiscing about the past and talking about the past. And then the line goes, "It's so good to speak to you because people from our age are hard to find. And you can talk to other people about it, but they won't understand like you would understand because we lived through it."
Mm, mm.
And there's something about that is when we do talk to old friends, when we do talk to old acquaintances, sometimes it's not necessary that it has to develop into this amazing big relationship again. Sometimes it's also important to enjoy a relationship for what it was. But sometimes it is important just to have somebody that you can reminisce about events that have happened in your life that were important and that would really understand, really know what it was like, more than just on a content level, but very much on an emotional or a meaning level.
Linda says, "I found a friend from primary school on Facebook. I said hi, made an arrangement to meet for a coffee, and then she cancelled me twice. I then gave up," which I kind of get, because maybe that is what happens, is, you know, in the excitement of it, you know, you want to get together, and then maybe she felt a little bit anxious and just couldn't commit to it.
For example, I think there's also other factors that can come into play there as well. It might have been that for you that was an amazing time in your life, for somebody else it was a painful time of their life.
Interesting.
And so the associations that come with that time, you might not be totally prepared for. And sometimes what happens with memories is you start to go down memory lane and you don't know which memories come back out and what effect those have. Another one could also be what we call expectation theory. You know, the old wisdom of if you never want to live a life of disappointment, don't have expectations,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, impossible.
Yes, and sad.
And sometimes we can write so much onto the expectations of a meeting that we sit with the anxiety of being disappointed. And that's a different type of anxiety than the sort of social anxiety of how's it going to go and what's going to try and take place.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point, that sometimes your recollection or your feelings of the past aren't necessarily the same as somebody else's. Well, take Dov, for example. He says, a friend of mine fed me LSD without my knowing while playing tennis 33 years ago. I'd love to speak to him. Well, you can probably find him at a local prison, Dov, if he's actually still alive, this guy, because I suspect if he was feeding people drugs unknowingly 33 years ago, and you know, no good came out of him. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Or if you watch House of Cards, he's become a politician.
Wow, a cynical approach. You see, less cynical than me. I was going to say that he's either leading a synagogue or a church somewhere, because and I thought I was cynical this morning. So it's very interesting. The best way to do it, how do we reach out to somebody we haven't seen for a while, but we just thought of them and wanted to say hi?
I think it's easier to do it in today's world than it was previously. I think previously we would really be waiting for the reunions, you know. Mm-hmm. Now with Facebook and with all types of social media, it's much easier to reach out. I think in regards to any types of communication, any types of relationships, it's important not to have the expectation that they have to respond back to you. I think, first of all, just nullify that. Keep it fun, keep it exciting, keep it interesting, keep it curious.
Right.
And I think it's important in these types of relationships not to bulldoze because of the sake that you want to have your curiosity suffice. And what I mean with that is, the most important thing is leave the request with them. Maybe, you know, sometimes happens the request gets lost or something like that. So you can maybe try two or three times, like the caller or the messenger suggested. But past that, I think it's important to also just have the respect to leave it with the other person to want to make contact back with you, and not to have any expectations or...
Absolutely. I think that's a very valid point as well. It is where we do need to leave it. Daniel Den Hollander, clinical psychologist, talking to us about reaching out to old friends. Is it a good idea? And how do you go about doing that? I'd love your experiences on 34519 or 0618951019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.